Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yeah, hello and welcome to our Talking Flicks to episode. Mr. Lee back. What episode's this, Mr. Lee, as usual? Come on, you've got to do it for us. Oh, you've lost count, haven't you? You look very confused.
I have. I think it's, is it 71?
It is 71.
No, it might be.
No,
it's 71.
No,
oh,
it's
God,
71.
I'm good.
Yeah, 71. We'll give you.
Thank you. I am so good. I must mean something to me if I can remember each week.
I think you're having me on there. I think you knew exactly what number it was. I think you were just playing games.
Yeah, I actually just got it up and had a look.
Yes, very much so.
I had a feeling you would ask.
Yeah, oh, so very good. Well, I did ask. How are you, Mr. Lee? Yeah. Going well?
I'm actually, really good, thank you. School holidays is almost over. The poor teachers go back on Thursday, Friday, and some kids go back next Monday, and some go back next Thursday. So can you believe 6 weeks is almost gone?
It was a very big lot of holidays. I'm sure you guys at the Forum 6, 90 and 5 are looking forward to some downtime off the back of this, because it would have been a very busy, busy 6 weeks.
It is, and it's a long 6 weeks. You know, when it's in between terms, you know, 2 weeks, yeah, it's good, but 6 weeks is so long. And I must feel for all the parents, you know, trying to, you know, give kids something to do for 6 weeks. It's hard work, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is.
As you
is.
Would know.
Yeah, trying to find things to do.
I don't have kids at school anymore, so I don't even have to worry. It's so good.
Aren't you lucky?
But the funny thing is, my oldest son, he starts a school job on Friday, so he's now going to be working in a school, so it's quite funny. So, yeah.
Oh, well, good timing, and we wish him well. I'm sure he'll do a fantastic job, and I'm sure you're very proud, Mr. Lee.
I am. I'm very proud of both my boys, so yes, as we all are as parents, we're always proud of our children, whatever they do, so it's nice, and we love them anyway.
I love it how this is such a nice, warm, fuzzy start to the podcast. This is really good.
It is, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yes.
It might go down soon.
Could very well happen. But today's podcast, we are looking at Flight Risk. And for the first time, Mr. Lee, we've all seen this movie. I'm pretty sure it's the first time, isn't it? We've all seen this movie this week, which is great. So, we'll have our Talking Flicks to joining us in just a tick, who we will introduce. But what were your thoughts overall very quickly before we hit the trailer?
I actually really enjoyed it. I really like Mark Wahlberg. Now, I don't know whether he's played a villain before, and I'm not giving anything away in this, because if you look at the trailer, you can tell straight away he's a villain. I thought he played the part really well. What do you think?
He was the standout, I think, in the movie. Yes. He certainly was, and his humor just... I mean, I know it's a thriller. I know it's an action movie, but geez, he's very, very funny, and I'm looking forward to unpacking it, and we'll do it right after this.
Deputy Harris? Daryl Booth. Hope you like flying. I never flew a fugitive before.
Government witness, not a fugitive.
Ready to go?
Is it always this bumpy?
You get used to it. Moretti is very disappointed in you, and he wants you dead.
Oh, shit.
Mayday. We've been compromised.
Tell me how to fly this thing.
Pay attention. This is the good part.
Damn it!
I'm gonna enjoy this.
You ever see a face turn this color before? Huh?
I'm gonna tear you apart. Y'all need a pilot? Psycho killer.
Kiss, kiss, say. Oh, yeah, what an iconic line in the movie. And our Talking Flicks for this week, let's welcome him back to Talking Flicks. It's Adam. G'day, Adam. How you going, man?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Wonderful. Welcome back. And we had you on a little bit time ago to do, it was Alien Romulus, wasn't it?
Yeah, about 6 months ago I did Alien.
Was that really 6 months?
Probably around that. I think it was August last year.
Jeez, where does time go? That's what we're just saying.
Yeah, time flies.
Yeah, it does indeed. But a bit of a change of pace, this one. Now, because you are into your horror films, you love your Alien and things like that. But this is a movie that I believe that you had wanted to see for some time. As soon as you kind of heard it was coming out, this is one that you definitely wanted to see. What did you think? You went along to check it out?
I liked it. Like you say, Mark Wahlberg steals the show. He's the best character in it. even the girl, Michelle Dockery, she wasn't too bad either. But it's definitely a Mark Wahlberg movie. If you like Mark Wahlberg, have a geezer at that. It's pretty good. So
I must say, I thought Mark Wahlberg was the star of the show too. He went so far, he actually shaved the top of his head for this part. He was offered to wear one of those fake baldy wig thingamajigs, and he said no to it. He wanted to shave, which that's great, and it looked good.
It was seriously, though, one of the most dodgiest haircuts I've seen. It made no sense. Like he's not a bald guy for a start, and because he's got
a lot of hair.
Yeah, he's got still a lot of hair on the side. It was just bald on the top, and I couldn't work out what the reasoning was behind the dodgy haircut. But and I haven't seen Mark Wahlberg like that.
No, I haven't either. And for him to do something like that, and has he ever played a villain before?
Yeah, he has. I remember him in a 90s film called Fear with Reese Witherspoon.
I was actually going to say Boogie Nights.
Oh, yeah, so. Well, no, that wasn't the 90s, was it, Mr. Lee? That was the 70s. You know all about that. I remember him in Fear, and he was really freaky in that. Like he was not a nice guy. So that's one, you know, for the archives. But in this one, what did you think, Adam, of Mark Wahlberg playing the villain? Do you think he did a good enough job?
He did a good job. Yeah, he's pretty scary. The way he talks and acted, it was a scary. He was. Yeah, he's just so out there and intense, and it's just intense. It was an intense role he did.
I kind of found it hard at times to take him seriously because he was. It's an action film, but there was just so much comedy sprinkled throughout it. It kind of reminded me of like a, you know, an old Bulletproof type movie with Damon Wayans and Adam Sandler. Like it was. There's parts in it that are quite serious, but he's one liners. He's witty one liners, along with Topher Grace did a great job of that as well, dropping those little one liners. I think that actually made the movie in parts. Like it was good. There was so much light and shade.
Yeah, Topher Grace. I always liked Topher Grace. I grew up watching that 70s show with him in it, so I always like him. He's funny always, and he's pretty good most of the things I've seen him in. And yeah, like you said, it's pretty funny, but intense funny. And yeah, that's pretty much it. So.
It's funny, when he was actually saying his one-liners, he really came across as baddie, didn't he? Like, he meant it in a bad way a lot of the time. I don't think he was meaning it in a nice way. Some of them, like, you know, you all need a plane, a pilot. And, like, yeah, they needed a pilot because none of them could fly the plane. He was the only one, which, really, could he fly the plane?
Well,
it was a bit bumpy there.
It was very bumpy, but I think to me it was kind of like he had this real seriousness about him, but there was this comedy element to him. Jeez, he copped it, didn't he, throughout the film? Like there was when we talk injury detail, he went through a lot for a baddie. It was kind of like Home Alone with Harry and Marv constantly getting copped all the time and still getting back up again. And yeah, but I just think that, you know, for a film with Mark Wahlberg sort of front and center, I think he definitely made it.
Yeah, I think so too. And the whole film was set in a plane. You know, four-seater, six-seater plane, if it was that. And so when you think that whole film was shot just in one area, because basically it was everything about this poor witness was going to be transferred somewhere. And I just think that they did such a great job in getting different camera angles. They, you know, there was things where we won't talk about, but as you were saying before, you know, some of the things that were very bad that happened to him, that all happened inside a plane, which we all know you can't do things like that in a plane.
Yeah. And the scenery too. The scenery shots were pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was very good.
The scenery were great.
The Alaskan wilderness, I think that was what made it too, like this, just the backdrop and those mountain tops, you know, the plane flying in and out of the mountain. And that was probably one of the things that I was quite reserved about initially, was how do you do a 90-minute film just centered around stuff happening inside a small little plane? But yeah, there was a lot of drama going on in that plane.
they pulled it off. They did really well. I think they did extremely well. And as you said, 90 minutes in a plane, and yeah, they did it.
And I think we should highlight Michelle Dockery, who Downton Abbey for most of those playing along at home, you'd recognise her from that show. But yeah, she was outstanding too in creating that middle person between Mark Wahlberg and Topher Grace. She had some great little one-liners as well. And even though she didn't know how to fly a plane, she did a pretty good job for most parts.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing I was actually impressed with, Michelle, I actually kept looking and going, she's British. I'm sure she's British. She had a great American accent.
It was very good.
And I did not hear her drop it or anything through the whole movie because I know she's British. And she's very, especially when she talks, you know she is. But I thought she did very well to hold that language right through the whole movie.
Gents, let's talk about Mel Gibson, one of ours. Since Hacksaw Ridge, we haven't really seen him direct a film, so it was good to have him back doing the directing. What were your thoughts on Mel's work in this film?
I saw Hacksaw Ridge. That was really, really good. And this one here is just basically, like you said, it's in a plane for most of it, so you got to try and do something kind of different for 90 minutes. And all the stuff they come up with, the scenery shots, and camera angles, and people he's casted, they're all pretty good in it. So,
and one thing that I have to say with Mel, he has only directed 5 movies, and I think he's pulled this one off. And as Adam said, it's in a plane, and there's only so many camera angles you can do. And some of those shots, especially the ones that were, you could see the plane flying through the Alaskan snow and all that sort of stuff underneath, it actually did look like it was real, which we all know it's CGI and we know it's on the ground. We know it's not actually real, but it did look real. Sorry to burst everyone's bubble that didn't know that it's not real, but yeah.
Thank you, though, Mr. Lee. We're all very upset now. Thank you for spoiling the illusion. Well done. I think Mel chose the right people for the film as well. Mark, yes. Topher, Michelle, he got that right. We spoke off the podcast about the jump scares. There were so many of those throughout the film as well. And I think that's kind of what keeps you on the edge of your seat, the suspense. You don't know what's going to happen next. And obviously, you're hanging on because you've got no one to fly this plane. And you're wondering, are they going to get down? What's going to happen? You're kind of holding on right to the very end.
Oh, you are. You just don't know what's going to happen. And your first thoughts are, well, they're going to crash because there's no pilot. And if the pilot's not there, being able to fly a plane, what do you do? And so, yeah, I it's something that I'm pleased I saw on the big screen because I think it is a big screen movie because of the actual camera angles, and you are in a plane and you feel like you're flying with them inside the plane. So I think on the small screen, you would not get that feeling at all.
I think that anyone could enjoy this film, to be entirely honest, looking at it. Like, I think if you enjoy a good action thriller movie, you're one of those kinds of people. You know, you enjoy your Fallen movies and, you know, Die Hards and all that sort of stuff. You love a good action, then this is right up your alley.
Yeah. Well, I think it's up anyone's alley that likes these thriller action type movies. And I have to say, this is something a bit different for me. I don't normally go watch these sort of movies. And I did. I really enjoyed it. So, yeah, I think it was a good thing.
Well, we do have a question from last week's Talkin' Flickster, Megan, and this is the question she has for you, Adam.
What are your 5 best plane, trains, or automobile movies?
We did actually answer this question last week, technically, but we'll bring you. We unfortunately we stole the question off you. We hijacked it a little bit. It seems to be a bit of a theme happening here with this movie. But anyway, over to you, my friend. So you get to choose 5 of those movies.
As everybody knows, I love Die Hard, so I'm picking Die Hard 2.
Nice.
Very the plane. Like you said last week, I'm doing Speed. I don't know if it technically counts because it's a bus, but
doing Speed. We'll count it.
It's there.
And then I'm doing Back to the Future. Probably one of the coolest cars in movies.
That's it. That's like right out of the box, isn't it? That's good.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I reckon Back to the Future was a brilliant, brilliant series.
And you'd remember that, Mr. Lee. The DeLorean's right up your alley, so that's
yes,
that's your vintage.
Yeah. And I'm not going to tell you that I actually went in a DeLorean at Universal Studios. I won't tell you that story. I'll tell you that.
I believe you did. I definitely believe you did.
Sorry, Adam. Keep going.
Yeah, all right. Next one is Unstoppable with Denzel. I love that movie. I don't know why. It's just
the train one.
So good. Yeah.
Yeah.
And out of the box, the last one, Talladega Nights, Ricky Bobby, Will Ferrell, Shake and Bake. Awesome.
That is great. Yeah. That was, you know, there were a lot of surprise packets there, Mr. Lee. I didn't see some of those coming.
Yeah. And there's some of the ones that we didn't mention either last week. So that's very good. That's very good.
Really glad we asked that question again. That's great. So, yeah. Yeah, so look, I think all in all, I think a great little movie from our good mate Mel Gibson. But now I guess we're going to throw this over to you, Adam. Hold on. Just opening up Mr. Lee's freezer. Oh, it's full of choc tops there. But we only need five, Mr. Lee. Just five, please. No more than that.
Only five. I'll give you five choc tops, Adam. How many are you going to give Flight Risk?
I'm going to eat 3.5 of them.
Oh, okay. Well, geez, you're very hungry. Well, that's a great score.
Awesome. That is. That's a really good score. That's good. Now, I have a question for you now, Adam. Next week, we've got Mel coming on, and she's going to be watching Baby Girl, which opens tomorrow. So what's your question for Mel for next week's Talking Flicks?
All right, Mel. Question is for you. Baby Girl, is it one of Nicole Kidman's best movies? And if it's not, what is her best movie?
Okay. Well, geez.
I like that.
Yeah, that is very good. And Nick's got some great movies, doesn't she? She's just awesome.
Yeah. BMX Bandits. Name one of them.
Yeah. Is it Eyes Wide Shut? Is that?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, that's her. Yeah, Australia.
Yeah. Yep, Moulin Rouge.
Oh, yes, I forgot about that.
You forgot about that one. Yeah, Moulin Rouge, yeah. Oh, we could go on forever, couldn't we?
We could.
Now we're stealing Paul Mel's question. That's great. So we'll be checking out Baby Girl. And, it looks good. I saw the trailer for the first time today, and, it looks really good. So, I think that's one I think a lot of people are going to enjoy.
Yeah, I think so too, because it's very rare you see Mel, because she's our talking flickster, Nick doing a role like this when she's a CEO calling for a younger guy. So this is out there for her. So I'm sure Mel would probably too, but anyway, we might ask Mel that next week.
Get a raunchy one.
I learned you're talking about Mel Gibson.
That's a whole different as Miss Leah said, it's a whole different podcast. Yes.
Totally. But
thank you very much, Adam. And of course, if you want to be a talking flickster, Mr. Lee knows how you do it.
Yeah, you just head to our forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au website, fill in the form that's under Talking Flicks, and then we'll be in contact with you and we'll send you to the movies on my credit card.
Now, you know what's funny, Mr. Lee? You say on your credit card. Well, guess what? While you and Adam enjoyed a free Flight Risk, I had to pay $16. Thank you very much. Okay. Where's your freaking credit card when I went?
No. You're part of the podcast. You don't get a free ticket.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. I'll pay for someone else, not you. You know that.
Well, I hope you boys enjoyed your free movie. I hope that was good.
Always do.
That's good. Well, I didn't. But I still like. I loved it. It was a good film. Anyway, that's our happy music, Mr. Lee. So we are at the end.
That's a bit scary. It always goes so quick, doesn't it?
It does. It's our time to go. Thank you very much for your time, Adam. You have a lovely rest of the day.
Thank you.
And we'll catch you again soon. And Mr. Lee, I'm going to catch you again on Friday. For another Talking Flicks Normal podcast. Yeah.
Yeah, which I'm very excited to talk more about Baby Girl. So, yeah, can't wait.
Should be really good. And on Friday too, JT's Positive Thought is back on Friday. Yeah.
Excellent. Because I really do enjoy them each week.
Now, I know that you're having me on here, Miss Lee. I can just see it. Yeah,
I was trying to sound sincere.
You couldn't. You just had to put the boot in right at the very end, didn't you? Well, you know what? Have a lovely few days, Miss Lee. I can't wait to catch you on Friday. Not. Thank you very much. I'll see you then.
Bye. Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.